the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Words by Aristotle. Hi, I'm HK. Welcome to my podcast, View of Life. We are aware of the fact that everything in this world is made up of small atoms combining together, even our own body. When these small atoms combine, they're able to create a huge difference in this world, like in the form of atomic bomb. You are thinking why I am talking about all these atom stuff. This is not a science channel, but I'm talking about these atoms because, like these atoms, if we take small steps in our daily life, we can make a huge difference in our habits, and that difference makes a fabulous change in our life. For today's episode, I take reference from James Clear book, The Atomic Habits. Yeah, The Atomic Habit. Now you understand why I'm talking about atomic and habits. Yes. This book tried to tell us how one single step a day and repeat it on the daily basis bring a great change in our future. Because we all know that one good thing attracts the other good thing, but one bad thing or one lie going to attract the other bad things and other lies. Yes, if you want to start a good habit or some new ventures, but you are thinking, is that right? Or you are only making plan in your mind but not taking step. For example, if you want to eat a healthy food, want to write an article, or want to start an exercise, while I'm talking to you, your mind starts wandering and thinking, yes, I want to lead a healthy life. I want to be an astronaut. Something like that. Yes, I tried. I started the thing I wanted, but I did not achieve anything. I tried this particular method of exercising, but I does not achieve anything. Maybe I am not worthy. You are fool. This is not a thing. Maybe you have tried one method, but you have forgot that one method which is working on me or which is working on you is not necessarily useful for the others. You have to find out which method work for you, because you are not worthy, and all these shits is only the mind playing bad tricks on you. Now it's the time that you take the charge and take small steps. To be frank, to be true, I don't want to fake anything. Today, these small steps seems to be unimportant at first, but on the continuous basis, when you are taking that steps regularly, they will bring a remarkable change in your life. Now you say, giving advice isn't easy, but it's difficult to walk on that. But there are some ideas which you can adopt and bring the change you want in your life. We should not only focus on setting the goals, because setting goals is easy, but we have to focus on the steps we needed to take to achieve that goal. Yes, steps. What you have to do today to achieve that goal. What small step which you take today so that you able to catch that goal as soon as possible. Secondly, if you want to change habit, you should not focus on what you want to achieve, but what you wish to become. Yes, if you want to reduce weight, don't focus on reducing weight, but on the fact that you want to lead a healthy life. Now, if you decided to change or achieve something in your life, try these four laws of behavior change. According to writer, this will be helpful. Make it obvious. Yes, make it obvious. If you repeat something on the continuous basis, it becomes automatic. Like when I get up, I brush my teeth, and after brushing my teeth, I will do 10 push-ups. So make it obvious so that it becomes easy for you to change your habit. Second, make it attractive. Use your little creativity. We all are very creative. And make your habit a little bit attractive so that you have to use the less energy. Because we are a lazy people. When there is the thing which required of a little energy, we do that easily. So use your creativity, make it attractive, and this will change you. Third, make it easy. If you want to lift an 11,000 ton of cars and something like that, this is not going to help because you found it very difficult. How can I do? And you left it. So use your creativity, make it a bit easy. Start it with small steps, and these small steps help you to lift that thousand of ton cars one day. And make it satisfactory. Yes, make things satisfactory. Because when you started a new habit, it involved four steps: cue, carving, response, and reward. Like if you want to start reading more books, you started with a single page in a day. Create a cue. Like after eating my dinner, I read one page of this book, or join the book club. Or make an agreement with the help of your family or friend. Give yourself a reward that you have achieved something, even if it is so small. But these things will going to help you to change your habit and to be the person you wanted to become. Are you ready for this? Yes, are you ready? I hope you like this podcast. You want to know more about this, you can read the James Clear book Atomic Habit. I wish this book helped you to change your habit, because this helped me to some extent. I left you with this wonderful book. We will meet soon. Till then, goodbye. Take care.